Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. So today I want to go over a topic that came up recently when I was refilming my teacher profile video. And I made a statement that the international Putonghua, that's common language in Mandarin Chinese, that's the word that they use for Mandarin. And Mandarin actually means the common language because there are so many different dialects and languages of Chinese within China. But I made a statement that English is the international language at this point in history. And if you travel around the world, almost everywhere you go, you can find someone that can speak English and you can communicate with them, even if it's not their native language. So that's what inspired this podcast today. And we're going to take a look at the top languages in the world, the most spoken languages in the world. And I'm over here on the Berlitz.com blog post, which I Googled and found some data, and I want to use this as a reference. So let's just talk about the top four languages in the world. And number one, of course, well, not of course, but number one on their list is English. And it says 1.4 million speakers, with first language being about 373 million speakers, 373 million native speakers of English. And then on top of that, you know, you have about a billion more that speak it as an additional language. It should be noted that throughout history, there have been different languages that were the international common language. And I remember reading a novel about Marco Polo and reading that he spoke Persian Farsi, and that Persian or Farsi was the international language at that time. And I believe he also learned how to speak Chinese, that Marco Polo. So getting back here, number one on the list was English with 1.4 billion speakers. Excuse me. So I might have said million, I meant billion. And then the second on the list is Mandarin Chinese. And with Mandarin, yeah, these, oh, so it was 1,000 million is what they have on the website. 1,000 million of is, 1,000 million, is that a billion? Yeah, 1 billion. Okay. Yeah, so this website is, well, I guess it's accounting for other dialects of Chinese, so maybe it has less than the total population of China being 1.4 billion. It says 1.1 plus billion. And first language speakers, 929 million. So Mandarin is the second most widely spoken language in the world. But if you count only native speakers of a language, it's the first most spoken language because over 929 million Chinese people natively speak Mandarin. So, and then third on the list is, I was thinking it was Spanish, but it's not Spanish. Can you guess what the third most spoken language in the world is? Hindi. So, this says 600 plus million speakers. And I don't know about these statistics because I heard that India just passed China as the most populous country in the world and hit 1.4 billion people. So here on the website here that I'm referencing, it says Hindi, along with English, one of the 22 official languages of India, the second most inhabited country in the world. Okay, so this data is old. India's linguistic diversity, more than 121 languages coexist. Wow. And they call it the lingua franca. So lingua franca is the same as the common language, or the language they use on TV and media, the government language, or in Chinese, they say pu tong hua. So the common language that everyone can speak is Hindi in India. And yeah, that was number three. And then number four of the most spoken languages in the world is Spanish, Espanol. And with about 550 million speakers. So that is a lot of people, 550 million. Spanish is the second most widely spoken language globally in terms of native speakers. So right after Chinese. In addition, it is the most spoken of the Romance languages and the third most used on the internet. And when you think about Spanish, you know, it's not only Spain and in Europe, but you have all of the Americas, South America, Central America, North America, even the United States. There are so many Spanish speakers. It's very, very commonly spoken. And I myself have learned Spanish over the last couple of years. I'm not a fluent speaker, but I can communicate and I can understand, you know, about, I would say about 90% of spoken Spanish. If someone's speaking to me, I can understand almost, you know, 90% of what they're saying. So I have no problem communicating in Spanish, and that's great for traveling, making friends, doing business, all these reasons for studying a foreign language. And back to the beginning of the reason why I made this video. When I was making my profile video as an English tutor, I said that English was the modern lingua franca, or the modern common language in the international realm, in the entire world. So no matter where you go in the world, if you speak English, you're going to be able to communicate with someone. Maybe they have to grab somebody in the back of the restaurant, or, you know, maybe the police officer doesn't speak English, but someone in the office does, or your doctor might speak only the key words in English. But if you speak English, you're going to be able to travel and bridge yourself to every country in the world, because English is the common language in our modern era. So that's today's lesson, my friends. I hope that I wasn't rambling on for too long. I encourage you to listen to the Streetwise English podcast to improve your spoken English. You can listen to it on Spotify and Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, I mean, and also on this YouTube channel, the Streetwise English Podcast YouTube channel, and also on italki, I have a teaching account, so you can take one-on-one classes with me. So thank you for listening, my friends. I hope this has been useful. I hope that your English is improving every day, and that you are well on your way to becoming a fluent and confident speaker of English. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Bye.